Welcome to the St. Brigid's podcast. St. Brigid's is a congregation of Christ Church Cathedral, Vancouver, a community where questions are honored, faith is nurtured, and discipleship pursued. Learn more at thecathedral.ca/worship.
I realized I missed out on an opportunity to retell the Return of the Jedi today. Did anybody notice in the psalm? What was it? They were destroyed at Endor. They became like dung upon the ground. Oh man, that would have been a good one. Changing the weather this week has been so welcome. I love this kind of weather. Slightly overcast, cool, and rain. We've needed it in this province, but it's got me reminiscing of those British summers, or at least maybe this has just felt like a really long summer. This year, with the wildfires, the pandemic, political and social injustices, I feel like my sermons here have been very, very serious. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. These have been stressful and at times overwhelming for us. There's a lot to think about and a lot to talk about. But today I'm going to do something a little bit different because this reading from Ephesians, the putting on of the spiritual armor of God, is something that takes me back to my childhood. Because I can remember a time when, we can all remember a time when we were younger and innocent, right? I remember in Sunday school, we actually made the armor out of paper for this story. So we had to make like a paper belt, and we wrote the word truth on it, and we wrapped it around us. We taped a piece of paper to our chest and wrote the word righteousness on it. On our shoes, we put the word peace. We made a shield and wrote faith on it. We put a helmet of salvation, and we made paper sword that had the word spirit on it. And of course, being 7 years old, we probably all that we did was fight each other with the bits of paper. You know, the opposite of what this passage is trying to encourage us to do. And I've always loved this passage because it's kind of a metaphor. It feels like an oxymoron or a paradox that using the image of the Hebrew scriptures of turning swords into plowshares. And these words that try and make us think about being peaceful, loving, and kind people are drawn across a military uniform. This is maybe an overly simplistic reading, or maybe an overly kind one that I've had since I was younger. And I think part of the problem of this is that the concept and the nature of war and violence. I'm going to tell another story from my childhood, it's fun, but it's also like, yeah, that happened when I was younger. So it was fun. My wife, Lauren, is a youth leader, and she's saying goodbye to her young people as she's preparing to be the children and youth families minister here at the cathedral. We had the summer social picnic, and we have youth who are graduating from high school who went into high school when Lauren was there. And so we were sharing all of these stories of like, what's the worst thing that's happened in high school? You know, like, what's the most outrageous thing that anybody did? And that was fun because, you know, and I can tell, I can speak about Lauren and like this, you know you're a good youth leader when your kids will tell you the worst things that they've been doing. But it made me kind of sad. I was like, oh, that's lame compared to all the stuff we got up to when we were younger. Anyway, I won't tell high school stories. I'm going to tell an elementary school story. So when we had a class project when we were in elementary school on the Romans. So I grew up not far from the town or the city of Chester in England, which, if you don't know, this is a fun fact of the day, the word Chester means fort in Old English. Like it was where all of the Roman forts were. They like just put letters in front of them. So like Manchester was a Roman fort and all of the Chesters. Anyway, but Chester is a city with the original Roman wall that you can walk around, and they have things that you can go to and museums and stuff. So we went to the museums in elementary school, and as a class project, our school borrowed from the museum in Chester these two full-length Roman soldier uniforms, the armor. And when when you're this high, you know, armor that looks this high is like, whoa, that's massive. And they were really heavy and very impressive. And we had a school display, so it was like out in front of the school hall. And one day, it all went missing. And it turned out that two boys from my class stole the armor, and I don't know whether they were fighting each other with it, whatever. Anyway, I remember it so clearly because our principal just sat us all down and just laid into us as little kids. I remember being, oof, ugh. But anyway, so that happened. But I know what Roman armor looks like, and the metaphor that we have in today's reading, the in Ephesians, the concept of the spiritual armor. Looking at that armor, you can very clearly understand the metaphor, because everyone at the time of when this was written would have understood what Roman armor looked like, when it was very impressive, the craft and the kind of you know, they all went into that little turtle formation because all their shields locked together. It was all very impressive. Anyway, this is the ending of the letter to Ephesians. So for the people who it spoke to, it was a message. It was a hopeful message. It was a message of goodness. It says that the most powerful things that we can equip ourselves with in the world are all the good things we take from our beliefs, and that these good things will always beat those bad things that people do. And like I say, this message of truth and peace and love and acceptance is what we are called to do. But the passage represents a reality as well for us, that we live in a world where violence and war are a reality. The passage speaks of a spiritual war, because throughout history, we have been conditioned to think about war. The world that we live in today is incredibly complicated, and it's incredibly, incredibly hard for us right now to look at the situation in Afghanistan and truly comprehend what is happening right now. Because the lies and deceit from Western governments, including our own here in Canada, have constructed in our mind a picture. The information, the telling of news through the creating of a separation and a distancing of the reality that is people's lives has caused a situation where we don't really know how to react through the principle of care because of the framework for our understanding of war. The heartbreaking scenes at the airport as thousands and thousands of people are fleeing their homes is unimaginable for those of us who live so far away without any personal connection or community connection to those who live there. And as we read the news, it is so apparent that the misinformation and lack of education is rife when it comes to Afghanistan. The history of this country is not a few years of heartbreak, it is hundreds of years of turmoil, caused and influenced through invasion, occupation, financed and facilitated war from beyond their borders. Those at the airport this week are a people who have only ever known war. This is what the passage this morning from Ephesians teaches us, in part through its context, that our understanding of good versus evil, or right or wrong moral action, all takes place through the conditioning of our culture in its storytelling of war. We live in a world where we have moved beyond the need for violence and war. Our ability to create, nourish, and sustain ourselves means that the only barrier to living in an interconnected world of mutual growth and understanding is in the limits that we place on our own boundaries and borders, and our will to hold onto and contain the power that we have established for ourselves. Those words that were written on the spiritual armor, truth, righteousness, peace, faith, spirit, and salvation, are universal. They are not exclusive. They are things that if we believe in and promote in ourselves, are the things that we are called to promote in the world. So, from this passage this evening, I will leave you with this. I wonder what would happen if we changed the pieces of clothing from armor to something else. Would it change the way that we hear its message? If the belt of truth was not a sheath for a sword, but rather a backpack of truth for our travel through the wilderness, if the breastplate of righteousness was a raincoat of righteousness to protect our hearts and keep them warm in the cold of rain, if our feet were fitted for readiness, not for a march of war, but a protest against injustice, if the shield of faith were socks of our faith, if the helmet were a face mask to protect ourselves or others, if the sword of the Spirit was our wallet with a grift ready for the poor. Who we are is what we are and what we do. As we clothe ourselves for our lives in the world, we think, what is God calling me to do today? And what do I wear to live this life in truth? Amen.